This is the Simply Charlotte Mason audio blog with Sonia Schaefer. Today's topic, fabulous new living book on the Middle Ages. We are so excited to announce a new living history book for the whole family, A Castle with Many Rooms, the story of the Middle Ages. Now you and your children can follow the fascinating story of the Middle Ages from the fall of Rome to the Renaissance, Reformation, and Scientific Revolution, from Europe to Africa, the Americas, Middle East, and Asia. When you spend time in A Castle with Many Rooms, you will discover a beautiful tapestry that unrolls a 950-year-old tale. You will join the hunt for the prestigious green feathers of a quetzal bird. You will follow the adventures of a 16-year-old boy as he builds the largest empire on earth. You will learn how a jail sentence opened up a whole new world to the east. You'll watch a hammer stop an onslaught and change the course of history. You will meet a prince who explored the coast of Africa without stepping onto a ship. And you will witness an explosion that marked the end of an era. All of this is awaiting you in A Castle with Many Rooms, the story of the Middle Ages. Use A Castle with Many Rooms as your main tour guide through the Middle Ages, your spine book. Then feel free to bring other great living books alongside and linger longer with any of the people and events along the way. The colorful vintage maps and handy pronunciation guide will help keep your tour running smoothly. Download the free sample and get caught up in the picturesque narrative. Your whole family is sure to enjoy this captivating new living history book by Loreen Lambert, the same author who wrote the popular Ancient Egypt and Her Neighbors. A Castle with Many Rooms, the story of the Middle Ages. Grab your copy today. You have been listening to the Simply Charlotte Mason audio blog, a reading of the weekly blog post from our site. You can always find the latest posts at simplycharlottemason.com or subscribe to our audio blog through the iTunes Store. Thanks for listening.